life changed forever when I was 14 years old. Not that I had much of a life to begin with. From the outside, my family made sure to keep up the appearance of a happy and loving household. But in reality, I was always fighting with my family to earn even the most basic respect. My parents were extremely strict, and my siblings were both entitled little brats who got whatever they wanted. I was never allowed to play any of the video games my friends had. So for entertainment, I was limited to the DVDs my parents deemed safe for us to watch. My favorite movie of all time was Shrek. I used to watch it religiously, at least once every single day. It helped alleviate the boredom of an anti-fun household and kept me occupied. At a certain point, I used it to distract myself so much that I was able to recite every single line. Unfortunately, this made me seem like even more of a freak to my family. Over time, the feud between me and them grew. Until the day I hit my breaking point. It was a Wednesday, when in France we don't have school. After lunchtime, my dad went back to work. My mom took my baby brother out shopping, where I'm sure he cried until he got ice cream, and my sister went to her prissy little dance class. All I wanted to do was play football with my friends for a few hours, but my mom said I was forbidden from leaving the house until I finished the essay I had due on Friday. She didn't listen when I told her that I had a whole extra day to do it, and that I could easily finish it after playing football. She said I wasn't disciplined enough and called me lazy. Then she slammed the door in my face and left me alone in the house, pissed off and frustrated. I immediately put on Shrek to calm myself down, but it wasn't helping. That day, something strange happened. Something I still don't quite understand, even though it was everything I could have wanted.
Oh, I know what. Maybe I could have decapitated an entire village and put their heads on a pike, got out a knife, cut open their spleen, and drink their fluids. Does that sound good to you?
What the hell?
How about you answer my question instead of looking like a scared lump of shit?
What's happening? Did I put in the wrong disc?
You did the right thing. Just like always. Now, answer my question.
What question?
The one about cutting your stupid family members open and putting their heads on pikes. Doesn't that sound good?
No. Why would I ever do that to them? That's crazy.
Oh, come on, you stubborn donkey. Don't you want to get back at them for all the crap they make you put up with?
I do, but not like that.
So, you're just a little bit bad. You're just gonna let people walk all over you your whole life.
No!
Then grab a knife from the kitchen and gun every single person that treated you like trash!
No! No, get away! Stop talking to me!
Seriously, you're crying? Listen, I'm just telling you to stick up for yourself. I'd say the same thing to Donkey or Fiona. You know that, right?
Yeah, but I don't want to hurt anybody.
All right, then. How about this? Why don't you let me take care of everything? Afterwards, I promise your family will never treat you like a mangy dog ever again. Does that sound good to you?
Yeah, that sounds good. But I won't have to hurt them, right?
Let me handle the finer details.
After Shrek and I reached an agreement, he told me to turn off all the lights in the house and hide at the top of the stairs. Shrek waited by the front door with a kitchen knife. It took a couple hours, but eventually, my mom and my brother were the first to get home. Mom opened the door, confused to see the house completely dark.
Hello? Is anyone home? I can't believe it. That insolent child can't even follow simple instructions.
She couldn't see me watching them at the top of the stairs, so of course she thought I had left the house to play football. It was just like her, always expecting the worst of me. Little did she know how bad I could actually be. She had no idea that Shrek was on the other side of the door.
Shrek? What's happening? How did you get in my house? You're not real!
We all knew there was nothing my mom could do or say to avoid what was coming to her. But that didn't stop her from squealing like a pig when Shrek charged at her with a knife and took her out in front of me.
Hey, Shrek. It's just my daddy and sister that's left. Are you ready to take them out too?
This story was inspired by a horrifying incident regarding a young man identified only as Pierre. who has confessed to a 2-hour killing spree last year, during which he waited calmly for each member of his family to return home before taking them out with his father's firearm. In between each slaying, it was alleged that Pierre sat on the living room sofa and watched the film Shrek. Pierre was described by teachers and neighbors as a quote-unquote little angel. According to court documents, on October of 2004, Pierre had an essay to finish and stayed home after lunch while his father returned to work. His mother and younger brother went out to shop, and his sister attended a dance class. French children do not go to school on Wednesdays. Pierre later disclosed that it was at that moment that he had the idea of quote-unquote killing. It was alleged that he was fed up because his parents had forbidden him to go out and play football that afternoon because of his essay. Court-appointed experts have said the parents were relatively strict but reasonable and loving. Pierre has since been faced with a maximum of 20 years in jail.
There's this guy I've been talking to on Instagram recently. He goes by Shrek. He even has a photo of Shrek as his profile picture. When I first came across his account at random, I thought it was some sort of troll account or maybe a bot. He had no posts on his profile and he only had a few dozen followers. I thought it would be funny to send them a message and see how they would respond, since it was almost guaranteed that they would see my DM. Right off the bat, it was clear from the way they texted back that it was supposed to be as if Shrek himself had downloaded Instagram and made an account. Eventually, I realized it wasn't a bot, but an actual person pretending to be Shrek. I decided to call them just to be sure, and Shrek agreed as long as it wasn't a video call. To my surprise, this mysterious person wasn't just good at acting like Shrek over text. They also did a great impression of his voice.
Ogres are like onions. You have to peel me to get to know me better. I hope you find that peeling.
And from that point on, I became a lot more interested in keeping up with this Shrek impersonator than I ever thought I would be. For the last few weeks, I've been messaging him every day. We mostly just send each other memes and chat about the Shrek movies. Late one night, I was sitting on the couch home alone since my mom is single and works night shifts. I just so happened to be watching the movie Shrek when, ironically, the Shrek guy from Instagram hit me up. This was a bit unusual, as I'm the only one who usually starts all the conversations. He asked me what state I lived in and then what city. I reluctantly told him, and to my surprise, he said he lived in the same area. I thought it sounded too good to be true at first, but it did explain why Instagram had randomly suggested I follow his account when he didn't have a single post. A few seconds later, he asked to meet up. Initially, I said no, but when he sent me a picture of him holding a jar of pot, I was convinced. From there, it was just a matter of where we would meet. That's when Shrek suggested the small patch of woods behind the local Krispy Kreme. It was an odd choice, but it was discreet enough for the task at hand, and a donut shop seemed to be the perfect place to get munchies after having some of the pot he promised. Still, I can't help but have a weird feeling about the whole thing, but I'm sure it'll be fine. So dark in there. Maybe we can do this in the parking lot. Hey man, I'm here. Where are you?
I'm already in the woods, wee lad. Get in here.
But I can't see where you are. Which direction should I go?
I'm right in front of you. All you gotta do is walk forward in a straight line, and you'll run right into me.
Are you sure? It's so dark in there. I can't see a thing.
Oh, come on. Don't be like that. I'm looking right at you. Just walk straight ahead. You can't miss me. I'm a large green ogre.
All right, fine. You better not get me lost, dude.
Don't worry. Did I get lost on my way to the Dragon's Fortress to save Fiona? No. Do you have any idea how much of a trek that actually was? Get moving already.
I'm going, man. Just give me a second. How deep did you go, dude?
Deep enough to make sure we're alone.
Okay, now you're making it weird.
Oh, did I scare you? I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to make getting lured into an ogre's dark swamp in the middle of the night seem weird.
What the hell, man? You scared the crap out of me. And this isn't even a swamp. Can you just drop the act for a minute so we can hang?
I can assure you this is no act. And you're the filthy donkey that follows me around everywhere I go. Now I'm gonna do what I should have done from the moment I met your sorry, mangy, putrid behind. Skin you alive and make a coat out of you.
Unfortunately, this is also the last location where a young adult male was seen alive before going missing for several days. This morning, officials stated that they believe they have found the remains of a missing person, but since the body was mutilated beyond recognition, we are still waiting for DNA confirmation. Officials also stated that the last person the victim had contact with was an unknown individual on Instagram under the name Shrek. The person of interest is still at large.
This story was inspired by a horrific incident regarding a male individual whose remains were found just days after he was reported missing. Investigators said the body was found along Saginaw Drive, and Rex likely belongs to Logan Wade. Wade left his house on October 7th to meet someone he met on Instagram known as quote-unquote Shrek at a Krispy Kreme in Stockbridge to buy pot. But unfortunately, Wade never came home. Police said they found a body at around 3:30 p.m. Tuesday that matched Wade's description behind a home in the woods. Following the announcement, Wade's mother is trying to make sense of what happened to her son. According to police, Wade brought his dad's firearm with him to meet up with Shrek. His family said he was not someone who got in trouble often. Now, his family said they need some answers so they can properly grieve. Police said they have people of interest in the case and several individuals who are being cooperative, and that they are optimistic that the case would be brought to a speedy conclusion. But after a more in-depth follow-up, it seems as if the case has gone cold, and that the man Wade met that night, named Shrek, is still at large.
I work the night shift at a 24-hour convenience store. I'm usually scheduled to work alone, as the store doesn't get many customers in the middle of the night. I don't mind holding it down on my own, though. Actually, I prefer it over working in the day. Dealing with lots of customers is much more annoying to me than the overnight chores. As a bonus, the store is in a nice area, so I don't usually have to deal with anything crazy. About 80% or more of the time I spend at work, I'm completely alone. When I'm not at the register, I'm sweeping, mopping, cleaning, or stocking shelves. For the most part, I really like my job. I don't have any useful skills, and there aren't any other jobs that I'd exactly be thrilled to do. So I'm comfortable where I'm at. There's just one problem. A little over a month ago, I was working on a Sunday night. The shift started out normal. Quite a few customers came in for the first few hours, but after midnight, things slowed down drastically since nobody was coming in. I thought it would be a good time to sweep the floors from all the dirt it had accumulated over the course of the day. I was going aisle by aisle when I saw something that freaked me out. Shrek was standing in the middle of the aisle. He wasn't actually Shrek. He was just a guy literally wearing a Shrek mask. I froze for a moment, and we looked at each other. He surprised me to no end, because I hadn't heard him come in or seen him until then. I didn't want him to think that I was staring, so I left him alone and swept the next aisle over. At first, I thought it was funny, but the more I thought about it, the more I found it disturbing. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was April, and not even around April Fool's Day. There weren't any conventions in town either, so there wasn't any good reason for someone to be wearing a Shrek mask. Plus, I was the only person in the store with them at the time, and for the first time, I felt uncomfortable about being alone with a customer. Finally, I remembered that I'm not supposed to let people wear masks inside the store. I knew I would have to ask him to take it off, but when I looked over the aisle at him, I realized he hadn't even moved. He was just staring at one spot on the shelf, completely motionless. I wasn't sure why he was acting like that, but it didn't change what I had to do. It took me a minute to muster up the courage, but I put aside the broom and walked over to the aisle Shrek was standing in. He turned his head and looked at me, but didn't say anything. I tried to make it less awkward by giving him a compliment first.
Hey, Mr. Shrek, I like your mask. Unfortunately, I'm gonna have to ask you to take it off.
The man in the Shrek mask didn't respond. All he did was stare at me. I couldn't see his facial expression, but I could feel his anger through the mask. Suddenly, I was afraid of Shrek. For a moment, I had the privilege of being able to think I was being ridiculous for being scared of a character from a children's movie, but not for long. Out of nowhere, Shrek charged right at me. He grabbed my neck and started squeezing the life out of me. I tried to fight him off, but he was too strong. Just when I thought I was about to die, he started making demands.
Do you want to live?
Yes!
Then give me everything you have!
Okay!
Shrek took one hand off my neck to pull out a bag, but I was still struggling to breathe under his grip. I took my phone and wallet out of my pockets and dropped them in the bag. Then Shrek dragged me over to the register where he kept screaming at me. My whole body was shaking as I walked behind the counter. I was waiting for him to pull out some sort of weapon so he could put an end to me and do the job himself. But all he did was open the bag and make me do everything. I don't know if he got spooked or if that's all he wanted. But as soon as I put the stuff in his bag, Shrek bolted out of the store. And just like that, as soon as it had started, it was over. I was in shock. I immediately locked the doors and called the police. Of course, I didn't serve any more customers that night. After the police came, took my statement, and confiscated the footage, they left. And I called my boss to tell him what happened. He told me to close the store and take the rest of the night off, plus a few more nights until I was feeling all right enough to come back. Unfortunately, even after seeking help from the community, because the Shrek mask covered his entire face and none of his skin was showing, the cops were never able to catch or even identify the robber. That only makes things worse. Knowing that he might come back and do it again since he knows he got away with it, I went back to work after a few days, and my boss praised me for taking the situation so well and continuing to work there after what happened. But he doesn't know the half of it. I'm terrified of Shrek now, and it feels ridiculous to tell people about it. It's been over a month, and I still have an anxiety attack before getting out of my car to go into work every night. I like my job. I don't want to get another one, but if I can't get over this, I might have to. This story was inspired by an incident revolving around a crook in a Shrek mask who carried out a knife point raid at a city supermarket. The blade-wielding thug hit his face with the mask of the cartoon ogre before waving the weapon in the face of a shop assistant. He eventually fled the store with $400 in cash and 200 cigarettes. The raid took place shortly after 9 a.m. on a Sunday at the ScotMed store in Edinburgh's Ox Gangs Road North. The thief confronted a young male member of the staff with a knife, ordering him to empty the contents of the till and the cigarettes into a bag. The robber then ran out of the shop, taking his mask off as he fled. Police yesterday appealed for witnesses to the robbery. The suspect is described as white, 5'9", and of slim build, as well as the mask. He was wearing a dark hooded top. Since then, the Shrek suspect has been at large.